Okay, so yesterday we started to discuss Hadlakas Neiros. There's like such an echo in here. Yesterday we started to discuss Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. So I think we just got through saying how the Rambam mentions the din of Hadlakas Neiros in two different places, right? In Perek Hay of Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam writes that Hadlakas Neiros b'Shabbos in Rishus, it's not something that's optional. It's not a mitzvah that's like optional. No, it's an absolute chiyuv, ela chova. And he says, Echad Anashim, Chayavim Nias Pretend their Adolvot B'Shabbos. Men, women, everyone's got to make sure that they have candles lit in their house on Shabbos. And even if you live in Lama Yochal, even if you have nothing to eat, Shoel Al Psachim, you go begging, Velokeh Shabbos Malik Saner, Shezeb Echlal Onek Shabbos. You buy oil and you light a candle, because all of that is included in the mitzvah of Onek Shabbos. That's one Rambam. So the Rambam says very clearly, what is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos? Again, I'll read it. Shezeh Bichlal Oneg Shabbos. Right? That's the Rambam. Then the Rambam, 25 chapters later, in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes, V'tzarech l'saken beiso mibo'od yom mipnei kvod ha-Shabbos. Person has to prepare his house mibo'od yom. Meaning, when? On Friday. For kvod ha-Shabbos. And you make sure the candle is lit and the table is set and the beds are all set. Beds, he doesn't mean, I don't think, the beds that we sleep on. I think he's talking about the beds that they used to like lean on when they were eating their meals. All of that should be done. Shekol elu l'kavod Shabbos. That all of that is for the sake of not oneg, but kavod Shabbos. So what emerges from the Rambam is that there are two dinim of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. There's a kiyum of Onek Shabbos and a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos. There may in fact be a third din. What's the third din that there may in fact be? So the Gemara in Shabbos in Perek Bava Madlikin, which is a perek that, you know, we're all extremely familiar with, because we say the words of the Mishnayos of the entire perek very carefully and slowly every Friday afternoon after Mincha, before Kavala Shabbos, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz. Otherwise, you probably know Kigavna by heart. But if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, we say Perek Bava Madlikin. We go through the whole Perek of Mishnayos, Perek Bava Madlikin. In fact, in my shul, I often get complaints that we go too slowly in saying Perek Bava Madlikin. So my response is, I say it just as fast, if not faster, than I say any other part of davening. It's just, no one else, apparently the minigas people don't really say it. They just like mumble through. Huh? Right, yeah, it's like Monday, Thursday, Tachnun. The minigas, yeah, I also get that. I've never in my shul have I completed all the entire first part of Tachnun on a Monday or Thursday. I don't even try anymore. Now I do two out of three parts. You know, it can be broken down into three parts. So, what? Right, so I do parts 1 and 2 on Monday and parts 1 and 3 on Thursday. That's typically what I do. Rav Shechter told me he only does one part each time. He does part 1 or part 2 or part 3, but I always do two of the three parts. Not much I'm able to do. I daven a little faster than Rav Shechter davens, so I'm able to do that. But yeah, Bava Madlikin, most people apparently, like, it's always weird, like in my shul, like you hear a buzz and you know everyone's saying, and then like there's silence for like a minute and a half while I'm finishing up on Madlikin, till the Chazan gets it. So, you know, but I'm just, if anything, it should be a little slower than the rest of davening, because it's limud, it's learning Mishnayos. So you're supposed to actually, I mean, it's not just knowing what the words mean, you have to think about, like, what the Mishnayos mean, although a lot of it is just a list of what kind of oil you can use, and what kind of wicks you can use, whatever. But really, limud goes, in fact, there's even the Yiddish expression, where we describe someone learning like a super bekius, you know, learning super fast. What do we say? That he davened it up. Because that davening goes a little fast. Obviously, davening should go slowly also. Davening shouldn't be so fast. But anyway, the Parag Bava Madlikin, the Gemara says, Ner beso v'kiddush hayom. If you can only, Rachmana litzlan, lo aleinu, a person can only afford either candles for Shabbos or wine for Kiddush. Which one wins? Ner beso adiv. Mishum Shalom Beso. Ner Beso wins because of Shalom Bayis. That for Shalom Bayis, the Neiros Shabbos fulfill Shalom Bayis, and therefore it's more important than Kiddush. Rashi writes, why is it Shalom Bayis? Shebnei Beiso Mitztarim Leishev Achoshech. No one likes sitting in the dark. The dark is gloomy, the dark is depressing. When you have cheerful lights, so that creates a sense of Shalom Bayis over here does not mean that husband and wife get along. It doesn't. It means a sense of cheerfulness in the house in general, an overall sense of positivity in the house. The Gemara in Shabbos Tav Chafayim Beis says, "My v'tiznach mishalom nafshi." Hadoksner Shabbos is that which takes a person out of the darkness and gives them a certain sense of happiness. Gemara Lamed Daled Amar Aleph. There are three things a person has to say erev Shabbos im chashecha. Right? You know this also from Bava Medrash. What does it say? Isartem, eravtem, hadlikos ener. Right? Those are the three things. First two are questions. Isartem, did you take maizros yet? Because we're not going to be allowed to do that in Shabbos. Hey, Rabtem, did you make the Erev yet? Because we're not going to be able to do that on Shabbos. And I think it was an Erev. Don't forget to light the Neros Shabbos. So that's what you're supposed to say on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Minohani Mili. How do I know that you're supposed to say those things? So I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, I'm a Krav, Yadati Ki Shalom Ohalecha. That there's supposed to be shalom in your ohel. So you see that Hadlikwa Saner is fulfills this element, this idea of having shalom in the ohel. Just a moment. The Gemara over there says that when you say those things, you have to be careful to say it in a gentle, soft voice. Isartem? Iravtem? Hadlikwa Saner? Right? It should not be, what's the matter with you? Why don't you take maizros yet? Oh, it's almost Shabbos. How come you don't light candles yet? Your 18 minutes are almost up. Right? It shouldn't be like in a contentious, accusatory way. It should be very softly. Gemara says that's a school of Shalom Bayis. That's the story of Shachta used to tell us that someone went to the Chazon Ish and said he doesn't understand. Every Friday afternoon, he's very makbid. He says it in the softest, nicest voice possible. Does exactly what Chazal say. Yisaitem, Iravtem, Hadikos Haner. And then he says, good Shabbos, and he leaves the house. And his wife is still always so upset at him. Every Erev Shabbos, his wife gets angry at him. And the Chazon Ish said, maybe describe to me, like, what else is going on in your house, you know, at that time? You know, when you're saying, Yisaitem, Iravtem. He says, well, you know, we have eight little children, so two of them are in the bath, one of them has his hand in the shalom pot, three of them are fighting with each other, one of them is out on the street, we lost him, and I like to do my achanas, I go Erev Shabbos early to shul, so I say very nicely, Yisaitem, Iravtem, Adikos Haner, and I leave the house. And my wife is still angry at me. She says, yeah, idiot, she doesn't, it's not magic, it's the point that you speak nicely, but also more important is that you help out a little bit, that you maybe get the kids out of the bath, get them dressed for Shabbos, do something to help out a little bit. It's like the Maisa that Shachta told at the Sefer Rebbe. Maybe we'll talk about this at some point in the summer. There's a minhag that people have that they fold their talis on Motzai Shabbos. That they don't fold their talis on Shabbos, or they fold it in a very rudimentary, like, in uneven way on Shabbos. And then on Motzai Shabbos, they undo it and they refold it nicely. So there is this idea that that's a skula for Shalom Bayis. To refold your talis on Motzai Shabbos nicely is a skula for Shalom Bayis. So Sefer Rebbe once noticed someone in his Beis Medrash folding his talis over and over again after Shabbos, making sure it's just right. Oh, but it wasn't perfectly lined up, it didn't come out to a perfect square. So, you know, what's the natural assumption if you see someone doing that? It's OCD, right? Meaning that's like it's textbook OCD. So the Sefer Rebbe went over to the guy, said everything okay, and the fellow said, yeah, it's just, you know, having some Shalom Bayis issues, so I want to make sure, like, you know, that I get it exactly right. So Sefer Rebbe said, your wife is like doing the dishes now from like all of Shabbos. Like, probably it's a bigger school of Shalom Bayis to get your tuchus back home and do the dishes and help her, you know, help her out in the house and to make sure that your talis is perfectly folded. So anyway, so it is, but having cheerful light in the house is an inyan of Shalom Bayis. So it seems that there are three inyanim in Neir Shabbos. There is Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, as identified by the Rambam, and you also have Shalom Bayis that the Gemara consistently talks about when it comes to Neir Shabbos. Now, question. Yeah, so apparently Shalom Bayis is that big a deal. So the truth is, Yayin for Kiddush is not Torah. Kiddush Al HaKos is only Drabana. The Kiddush to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos, you just need to say Shabbat HaTavar, the Kivega. You just need to say something nice about Shabbos. And apparently Shalom Bayis is really important.
Is Shabbos still considered Shalom Bayis?
If what?
Is it still considered?
So we'll So we'll talk about that as well. The role of electric lights when it comes to Hadlakas Neira Shabbos and Yantif. We'll get to that. Not today, but we'll get to it. That was the question. Okay, so we'll get there. But let's first just think in principle. This idea of Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, leaving Shalom Bayis aside for a moment. What's the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos? In what way are they different from each other? So the Bir Agra on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tavkuf Chavtes. Tavkuf Chavtes is not Hilchos Shabbos, it's Hilchos Yom Tov. But the Bir Agra writes that the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos is Onik means enjoyment, that which you enjoy on Shabbos itself. Kavod is Erev Shabbos. Kavod is that which you do on Erev Shabbos in preparation for Shabbos. Very important distinction. There are a lot of things you have to do in your house to prepare for Shabbos. Oneg is on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to enjoy the Shabbos, to take pleasure in the Shabbos. In fact, I remember when I was in Keren Biavne, I used to go every other Shabbos, kimat every other Shabbos, at least every third Shabbos, to my aunt and uncle in Rehovot. You know, thank God I have a lot of relatives in Israel, and my parents would be like, oh, you should go to this second cousin or that. I'm like, nah, I don't know who they are. I'm going to my aunt and uncle. So I always went to my aunt and uncle in Rehovot. It was like a 20-minute bus ride from KBY. It was fantastic. Like, I was able to learn morning Seder on Friday morning in Yeshiva and night Seder on Matzah Shabbos. Not that I did, but I was able to, you know? So, like, it was very, very close by. It was great. I was very comfortable there. In fact, today's my aunt's yard site, Shabbashav and Aliyah. And I remember each time my aunt would bring a new dish to the table, my uncle, my uncle would always say, ah, l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So one time I brought a friend with me who's like this real, like, you know, straight as an arrow, halachic minded, you know, like, I'm not one to make fun of halachic minded people, but I'm just saying, like, you know, and he said to me, why does he keep saying the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh? It's the Oneg Shabbos Kodesh. Because, like, it's Shabbos already, so she's bringing food to the table, he's about to enjoy it. It's Oneg Shabbos, not Kavod Shabbos. So I'm like, you know, get a life. You know, like, you know, he's just trying to give her a compliment. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that Adrabba, that makes it an even better thing. Meaning, if he's saying, I enjoy this, so then you say, Onik Shabbos, right? I never asked my uncle if this pshat and why he said, but if you're saying, I enjoy this, so then you say, Onik Shabbos. But he was trying to tell my aunt how much he appreciated all of her hard work. You know, she had 9 kids and a busy household, plus the nephew that kept coming, that kept on showing up, you know, for Shabbos. A lot to deal with. And she always prepared such a beautiful Shabbos Suda. So he was saying, I appreciate all of your efforts in making L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Look what you did, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. It's not about my enjoyment, it's about how much work that you put into it in advance. So that's what the Bir Agra says. Kavod Shabbos is what you do in advance of Shabbos. I'm afraid to ask my uncle if that's what he meant, because what if it's not? So the Kavod Shabbos is what you do in advance of Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what you sense and feel on Shabbos. It turns out, therefore, says the Brisker Rav, that when it comes to Neiros Shabbos, you fulfill both Kavod and Oneg. How do you fulfill both Kavod and Oneg? Kavod Shabbos is what you do in advance. It's something that you do in advance of Shabbos to see to it that Shabbos will be good. So you do that when you light the Neiros Shabbos. But it's also Oneg Shabbos, because it also lights up your house and makes you enjoy your Shabbos more. It gives ambiance and lighting and whatever, so to make you enjoy Shabbos more. So Neiros Shabbos are both Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. If you look back at the Rambam, it comes out pretty good. The Rambam in two different places, right? Let's take the second place. It's a shorter Rambam. Perek Lamed Alachei. Listen to the Rambam. This is the Rambam that describes it as Kavod Shabbos. What does the Rambam say? V'tzarech l'sakein beso mi ba'od yom. You need to prepare your house mi ba'od yom before Shabbos for Kavod Shabbos. V'yihye ner daluk, there should be a candle that is lit, v'shulchan aruch, and a table that is set, u'mita mutzas, meaning all of that should be already prepared from before Shabbos, shekaleh l'kavod Shabbos, because all of that is l'kavod Shabbos. So that's one number. Right? Very, very clearly talking about those things that you do in advance. Look at the other Rambam. The other Rambam says, the Rambam in Parakei, Halakas ner b'Shabbos ein rishos ematzim adam ratzein ematzim. lighting there on Shabbos is not something you can choose to do or not to do. It's not something that you don't have to go too far to such great extent to fulfill. Ela chova, it's an obligation. That both men and women have to, they have to have a candle lit in their house on Shabbos. Even if you don't have what to eat, you go and beg at the doors and buy oil, and you light the candle, because that's what's going to guarantee your Oneg Shabbos. Meaning, the Oneg Shabbos is not so much about what you've done before in advance of Shabbos, but it's that Yihya Ner Dalek, Lios Bibateya Ner Dalek, that you have to see to it that there will be a Ner Dalek when Shabbos arrives. Now, based on that, it comes out a few important ramifications of this. We say in Bamadikin, let's see if you really say Bamadikin. One of the things that, you're afraid of the test, one of the things that caused a woman, Lo Aleinu, to die during childbirth. Right? Three things women die in childbirth. Nida, Chala, Hadlakas Ner, right? Nida, Chala, Hadlakas Ner. Why don't you say Nida, Chala, Ner? Hadlakas Ner? I always had Hadlakas Ner. And the others weren't one word. I would figure out which Ner it was. I would know what it means. You have to say Hadlakas Ner? Why is it Hadlakas Ner? So maybe the reason that it says Hadlakas Ner is based on what we were saying. That for Oneg Shabbos, there just has to be light. Oneg Shabbos, you enjoy it. As long as there's light, you're enjoying it. Kavod Shabbos means that which you do in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Having light, let's say I have a smart house, and the house knows exactly when I need light. So it's automatically going to be light. So I fulfill Oneg Shabbos, because it's going to be light. But do I fulfill Kavod Shabbos? No, Kavod Shabbos is an action that you do in advance to prepare for Shabbos, meaning it's about the preparation itself. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, in the Sugya of Mitzvah Bel Yosef Mishluchim, beginning of the second parak, and in Maseches Shabbos, the Gemara says that a variety of Amoraim, Tanaim and Amoraim, used to go out of their way to do things to prepare for Shabbos, to sweep the floors for Shabbos, to roast the fish or the meat for Shabbos. Binyamin Pam told me that his grandfather, Rav Pam, used to make a potato kugel every Erev Shabbos. So not because he was better at making potato kugel than his grandmother was, but that was, he wanted to do something, L'Kavod Shabbos. And the Gedolei Tanaim and Amoraim did something, L'Kavod Shabbos, to actually participate. That's what comes up in the context of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucha, because the Netziv writes in his Pirush of the Shiltos that the principle of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucha, that it's better for you to do a mitzvah than to rely on somebody else to do it for you, applies not only to actual formal mitzvahs, but even to a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. If there's a hechsher mitzvah, preparation for a mitzvah, but the Torah tells you about the hechsher mitzvah, then you should try to be makvid to do it yourself. It's better to do it yourself. For example, Torah says that you're supposed to make sukkahs. Is the mitzvah to make a sukkah? No, the mitzvah is sit in the sukkah, yeshiva the sukkah. But since the Torah says to make sukkahs, it's a hechsher mitzvah, haksuva b'kra. Or the Torah says, gedilim ta'aselecha. What's gedilim ta'aselecha? Gedilim? You're wearing them. Tzitzis. Right, to make tzitzis. Is the mitzvah to make tzitzis? No, the mitzvah when you have a beggar dal kanfus to have tzitzis on the dal kanfus. But some suggest, the Netziv suggests, because it's hechsher mitzvah, haksuva b'kra, it's even better if you do it. So preparing for Shabbos, he says, is a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra, and that's why the Gemara makes a big deal that all the Tanaim and Amoraim went out of the way to do it. But that is Kavod Shabbos, to go out of their way and to do it. So the one of the things that it says, it doesn't say ner, it says hadlakas ner. Why does it say hadlakas ner and not ner? Because you have to actively do it. You can't just, it has to be a maisa hadlaka in order to fulfill Kavod Shabbos. To fulfill Oneg Shabbos, just having the ner. You know, and really everything we do in advance to prepare our houses for Shabbos, sometimes you want to like shorten the list a little bit, sometimes you feel like there's too much. We just got a few years ago a new refrigerator that now the OU and General Electric have a deal where they made this new thing where, you know, refrigerators, you typically have to shut off the light and, you know, whatever, turn it on Shabbos mode if you have a newer model refrigerator. So they now have this thing that you can plug into your refrigerator, only if you have a GE French door. French door means it opens like that, right? A GE French door refrigerator. You can plug in this device that that GE made together with the OU, and it knows when Shabbos and Yantav is for the next 30 years. So it automatically turns your refrigerator into Shabbos mode an hour before Shabbos, even before Plag, just in case you make an early Shabbos, and puts it back in regular mode after Rabbeinu Tam. So it's fantastic. It knows exactly Yom Tov Sheni. It knows exactly when all the Yom Tov and Shabbos are going to fall out for the next 30 years. So we got that when we redid our kitchen. We got a new refrigerator. We were mocked to get that because who needs another item on the list of things that, you know, it's just another thing to fight about. You know, like, so we have it set. And one of the milas is normally when you put your refrigerator on Shabbos mode, it shuts the lights in the fridge, or if you block the sensor, you know, to make the fridge think it's always closed, so it shuts the lights. This keeps the lights on, so you can actually see inside the fridge, and it keeps the lights on slightly dimmer than it does during the week, so that you won't get scared that you turn the lights on. Like, you'll realize it's a little bit different than it is the rest of the week. So it's a very, very good thing. But it took away a little bit of Kavod Shabbos from us because, like, now we don't have to do anything in advance to prepare the refrigerator for Shabbos. So that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina between Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, Rabbi Kivega writes in his very first tshuva. Rashat always pointed out that you would think the first tshuva from Kivega is going to be like a knockout tshuva. It's going to be like the first tshuva from Kivega is a guy says, my wife forgot Yalav Yavo on Yantif. Does she repeat benching? Kivega said no. And he said a woman is not chayiv in Onig Yantif, so she doesn't have to wash technically, so she doesn't have to repeat benching if she forgets Yalav Yavo. Right? So no. And then he said, are you sure? Because my Zaidi was a very big Talmud Chacham, and I remember once Bubby forgot Yalav Yavo and Zaidi told her to repeat benching. Are you sure? So Kivega said, yes, I'm sure. I'll tell you, your Zaidi probably was a big Talmud Chacham, but probably what happened was that it was the night of the Seder. And on the night of the Seder, women have to wash also. Why do women have to wash on the night of the Seder? They're part from Onig Yom Tov, Nechayiv and Matzah. So because it was the night of the Seder, we've got Yalav Yavo on the night of the Seder, probably in that case, a woman has to mention that. Anyway, in that Ritzvus Rikvegi, he says women are part from Kiddush on Yom Tov and from the mitzvah of Onig Yom Tov. And therefore, if she forgets Yalav Yavo, she doesn't have to repeat benching. So wait a second. Why do women have to light Neros of Yom Tov if they're pater from Oneg Yom Tov? So what's the obvious answer? They're chayvin kavod of Yom Tov. Now wait a second. Why? Why would they be pater from Oneg Yom Tov and chayvin kavod of Yom Tov? So why are they pater from anything? Why would they be pater from Oneg Yom Tov at all? Why are women ever pater from anything? So Oneg Yom Tov? Oneg is just here on the day, right? I assume when Menachem does this, he's talking about the box on the calendar, right? Oneg is on the day of Yantav. Kavod is everything you do in advance. So it could be at any time. So Kavod Yantav could be any other time. So Kavod Yantav is not Zman Grama. So this is what Rav Yonasan Sachs Shlita in the Sefer Chemdas Yamim Sim Chaf Aleph quotes from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that there's based on this Biragra, there's a difference between kavod and oneg. The kavod is what you do in advance. Oneg is on, so a woman is pater from oneg, but chayiv and kavod. Remember, we said there's a third element of Neiros Shabbos. What's the third element? Shalom Bayis. It could be that she's pater from both, but she's chayiv and Shalom Bayis. The only thing is, it doesn't seem that Shalom Bayis is an independent mechayiv of Hadakas Neiros. Because if Shalom Bayis independently could be mechayiv, absent kavod and oneg, there should be a chiyuv to light candles every night of the week. Because Shalom Bayis is not only something you got to do on Shabbos, right? Shalom Bayis is something you're probably supposed to do all the time. So it would it doesn't seem that it's really an independent chiyuv. One last chiluk, because we're running out of time, we'll take a question. One last chiluk. There are different minhagim on Yontif, when the best time to light candles is. Shabbos is no doubt. Best time to light Shabbos candles? Right before Shabbos, right? When you're being mekabel Shabbos. If you're running late and it's already Shabbos, it's already dark outside, do not light Shabbos candles. Right? You cannot That's what some explain, that Shalosh Averes Nasha Meir Shalosh 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 Saner, that she's not careful about when she's lighting. She runs late and she lights. So of course she's Mechayim Misa, she's Mechal Shabbos. So you're not supposed to light if you're running late on Erev Shabbos. But what about Yontif? Yontif, you're allowed to light a candle. So is it better to light once Yontif has started, or when you're about to have the meal, or better to light in advance of Yontif? Different menhagim. What does that depend on? Which is more important? Is the dominant feature kavod, or is the dominant feature oneg? If the dominant one is kavod, so then better to light the same time you light Shabbos candles earlier. But if the dominant one is oneg, so maybe you dafka want to make a point that you're generating the oneg yom tov right now.
I was going to say, why does it make a difference if the dominant one is oneg? And it's going to be lit on Shabbos if you light it before.
What?
If the dominant one is oneg, then why does it matter if the dafka
lights? Yeah, I hear that. But it could just be that you're showing that you know, it's a more demonstrative kind of oneg. There is a question, by the way, whether there even is a chiv of oneg yom tov. When it says in the Navi, kavod and oneg, it's about Shabbos. Just like the samachta b'chagecha is about Yontif, right? There's no din of simcha Shabbos. Rav Daniel Feldman from Yeshiva University, one of the great Rashi Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, and also a really funny guy, has a list of svarim that don't exist. So what does he mean by svarim that don't exist? It's a very Rav Daniel Feldman kind of thing to do. Svarim that don't exist. Names of svarim that refer to concepts that may or may not exist. There's a sefer called Oneg Yom Tov. So that's like number one on his list. Not everyone agrees there's such a thing called Oneg Yom Tov, but there's definitely a sefer called Oneg Yom Tov. I just saw him, I don't know if I told you guys this, I saw Rav Feldman at Chasana last week, and his collar was like a little bit up. And the Chasan went over to him and was like, Rebbe, your collar. He goes, oh, okay, now it's a color now of a chasuda. He's just, whatever, he's a funny guy. tomorrow, Ezra Hashem, right, not a trip tomorrow, trip is Wednesday, right? So, tomorrow you have a trip also? Oh, alright. So tomorrow you'll be on a trip and I'll learn here all alone. But I'm going to learn about a lot of exciting topics and you're going to miss it. Alright, enjoy your trip tomorrow, everybody.